Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to Activity Quest, the podcast packed with things to do. My name is Bex, and in this episode, it's a showdown! Last week, Adam tried his hand at archery, and this week, Dan's at it. Who will win in this epic battle of the, I don't know, fun kids, radio people, I guess? We've also got events from across the country and a craft that you can do at home. Now, every week in Activity Quest, we get out and about to find out what is happening near you. We try and make it something different each week, but Dan heard Adam had to go archery in last week's episode and he just couldn't take it. So, it's showdown time.
Dan versus Adam in Battle of the Archers.
Now, I'm always up for a challenge. You might have heard recently on Activity Quest, producer Adam, he took on some archery and did remarkably well. A little bit too well for my liking. I couldn't let it lie. So I've come up to the Bear Grylls Adventure, which is in Birmingham, to have a go myself, to take Adam on, to take on the big man Bear on. He's not here, but you can feel his presence. You can feel his aura. I want to do very well by him. I'm going to have a go at archery. I'll have a look around and we'll see how we get on. Let's hope we hit the target. Straight away in a big archery arena, our instructor and trainer, Marco, gave us the equipment that we would need to stay accurate and to stay safe. We were given a wrist guard and a big, long, strong bow. Then he taught us the proper technique. I've done this a few times, but it's always worth remembering to get the fine way that you draw back the bow, how you look through the sight with one eye closed so you can get a really good perspective on your target before you let go and fire, and then normally it goes nowhere near the place where you looked and aimed.
Yeah, that's right. Turn your bow to the right-hand side. So this way. That's good. Remember how you put the thing on the table? Yeah. Okay. Make sure the knot is placed in between the two finger grips. All right. All right, guys.
Yep.
So, when you're ready, arms straight, cue the ball, three fingers underneath, and fire when you're ready. Great shot.
By the way.
We can stop it, all right? All right, guys. Okay. Yep, just keep going. Get this practice.
This is only the practice, and I've gotten 10... 16, we'll give them, so 22, 5, 27, 31, that's good going.
Yeah, he's working.
First go.
10! Yeah, he's got one on a 10 as well. Very nice.
Then we did a speed run, taking the arrows as quickly as we could, sticking them in the bow, firing them without trying to aim too much, just to get the action of lifting and clipping and putting and pulling and releasing nice and tight, because that would be helpful later on. The final round, we mixed both of those. It was a minute challenge to fire as many as we could and get a higher score as possible in the coloured rings in just 1 minute. This would need our aim, and it would also take the speed. And then Marco said it was away.
I think you do very well, so I need you to have at least 2 arrows on the yellow. 2 arrows on yellow.
2 on yellow.
2 on yellow out of 10, okay?
Okay.
And
so I had to get 2 in the yellow. I've got 1 in the yellow and about 5 just on the edge, which aren't going to count, which means it's 5 push-ups for me.
I think I did pretty well. It's certainly better than producer Adam. Archery, it's all about the technique and it's all about the aim. When you've got the practice of pulling the bow tight, releasing the arrow, it's about figuring out where you tend to aim so you can maybe go slightly the other way to get yourself towards the centre. It's a skill which takes real practice. Now, I was at the Bear Grylls Adventure doing this for around about an hour, and I got pretty good. And the folks down at Bear Grylls Adventure, Marco and the team, they were amazing at just giving me the instructions, taking me through what I needed so I could be on my way.
Big thank you to Dan. I'm not actually sure who won that battle, Dan or Adam, but they both did a very good job, so well done them. All right, remember, the rules on what we can and can't do have changed recently, so you should still check before you travel, book in advance, and where you can, always follow the guidance wherever you are. That said, whatever you get up to, whether it's becoming an archer or something else entirely, we want to know about it. You can leave us a 5-star review wherever it is you're listening to this, or get in touch at funkidslive.com/activityquest, and we'll read out your comments next week. So if you can't shoot some arrows, here's what else is taking place across the UK.
Actor Russell Tovey is inviting visitors to rediscover one of London's most vibrant new districts in a 45-minute audio guide which explores the art, culture and history of King's Cross. From the smoky heart of the Victorian industry to today's vibrant London hotspot, you'll find out what makes King's Cross tick. The tour takes 45 minutes to complete. Go to kingscross.co.uk to find out more. In Broxbourne Woods, in the heart of the Hertfordshire countryside, Paradise Wildlife Park is home to over 800 fascinating creatures from all around the world, including one of the best big cat collections in the UK. With attractions like the iconic World of Dinosaurs, the Rex Express train, on safari adventure golf, yes please, plus shows, feeding times and talks, family days out are back. Tickets are £20 for kids, £22 for adults. Go to pwpark.com to book. Michael Foreman's classic picture book about space travel, dinosaurs and the environment now has a 3-part theatre production that you can watch online. It's a charming and inventive story told in a mashup of animation and live theatre about one man's passionate dream to reach the stars. Can the dinosaurs sleeping deep under its surface wake and save planet Earth? Aimed at ages 3+, there are 3 episodes to watch and enjoy. And the latest issue of Girl Talk magazine is out now and packed full of fun. Take on 10 epic challenges with your family and your friends and tick them off as you try them. Plus, calling all Arianators. Read up on all the reasons why Ariana Grande is so awesome. You can learn how to paint your nails in really cute pandas and style your hair into bear buns. And are you a Harry Potter fan? I mean, who isn't really? Treat yourself to a Wizarding Butterbeer milkshake recipe that you'll want to magic up again and again. Plus, get amazing gifts like a cute animal keyring, multicolour kawaii cat pen, and metallic slime inside the magazine. In shops now! Remember, check before you travel, book in advance, and always follow the guidance wherever you are. Some of the things we've mentioned have different opening dates and times, so it is really important to check. And whatever you do when you get there, tell them that Activity Quest sent you. Here's something you can do no matter where you are. It's time for Craft Corner.
Thanks, Bex. You know, Connor's DIY watermelon soap last week got me thinking about summer, and although the weather's been pretty pants recently, one of the things that I love to do when it's sunny is draw on the ground with chalk. I remember seeing loads of rainbows and other drawings this time last year, and I hope when the weather brightens up a bit, I can get out and do the same this year. To get us ready, this is a DIY chalk lollipop recipe. To make this, you will need plaster of Paris, paint, a lollipop mould, some wooden craft sticks, plastic cups and plastic spoons. You'll also need cold water. Just fill up a jug and pop it in the fridge. Some scissors and a measuring cup. And as always, the help of a grown-up throughout this entire thing. Because, a few important notes before we begin. First, do not put plaster of Paris down your drain. It will harden in your pipes and cause damage. That's why we're using disposable cups and spoons. And second, this can be really messy. I would recommend doing it outside and using as big a plastic cups as you can. All right, let's get going. Begin by cutting down your craft sticks to about 3 inches or so. You'll need one plastic cup for each colour that you wish to make. Since my lollipop mould has 8 spaces, I decided to mix 8 different colours. We're going to fill each plastic cup about a third of the way with cold water, and then add 2 tablespoons of paint to each plastic cup. Use your plastic spoons to gently stir the water and the paint together. Now, don't worry if it remains a little chunky or separated. It will smooth out in this next step, which is to add plaster of Paris to each plastic cup. This is where it gets messy. You'll want to add plaster of Paris until your cups are about half full. Stir until thoroughly combined. Ideally, your mixture will have the consistency of a thin yogurt. Then we're going to carefully pour our colours into our silicon mould and gently tap the mould on the work surface to release any air bubbles. You need to move quite fast to do this. After about 2 minutes, the plaster begins to firm up. So before it does, you need to insert your craft sticks, cut side down, into the middle of the chalk lollipops. They should be relatively easy to place without having to push hard or hold them up. Once they've set, you're going to pop them out in the sun to cure them. After about an hour, you'll be able to carefully remove them from the mould and leave them in the sun to continue drying, ideally for about 24 hours, but you should be able to use them after just about 4. These DIY chalk lollipops are a fun activity guaranteed to fill up at least a few hours of that endless summer daylight. They would be excellent party favours or gifts for summer birthdays too. And while they look good enough to eat, please don't.
That's all the time we've got for this episode. Remember, whatever you do and however you do it, tell us at funkidslive.com/activityquest. And remember, rate, review and follow this podcast wherever it is you're listening to it. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids, every weekday from 4 p.m. See you next week.
The Space Programme is a Baffled Gab production for the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. You can listen to Fun Kids all day on your DAB digital radio, on your smart speaker by saying play Fun Kids, and on the free Fun Kids mobile app. You can also listen online and play loads of games, quizzes, as well as find out the latest news at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.